You're listening to the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Jimmy Wielkind reports at Politico that New York Governor Andrew Cuomo was supposed to be in Israel this week, but canceled the trip after violence. Israeli troops killed over 60 protesters. Quote, last week, after missiles were fired toward the Golan Heights, Governor Cuomo announced a trip to visit the area and meet with Israeli leadership, end quote. Cuomo's spokesperson Danny Lever said in a statement. Quote, Israel is now engaged on multiple fronts, including significant hostility and loss of life on the Gaza border. The governor would like to visit both areas. We will continue to monitor the situation and will visit in the coming weeks when the active on-the-ground conflict abates and Governor Cuomo can visit both the Golan Heights area and the Gaza border, end quote. Cuomo said last week that he wanted to travel to Israel in solidarity after forces allied with Iran sent missiles into the northern part of the country. You can read the full story at Politico. William J. Kemble reports in the Daily Freeman that Amtrak will hold public forums about plans to fence off railroad lines at access points to the Hudson River in Columbia and Dutchess counties, but not yet. Quote, Amtrak would like to wait until the Department of State weighs in on the plan, Rhinebeck supervisor Elizabeth Spinzia said. Quote, once the state weighs in on the plan, they would be happy to meet with us, and they are working in conjunction with New York Department of Transportation, who's their partner on the project, and they will most likely come here for a public discussion of what the actual plan is, end quote. Under the plan, fences would go up in Rhinebeck, Rhinecliff, Tivoli, Germantown, Stockport, and Stuyvesant. Last month, protesters gathered in Germantown to oppose the plan, and so far Amtrak has few friends on this issue. You can read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Amanda Fries reports in the Albany Times-Union that protesters from the New York Poor People's Campaign kicked off 6 weeks of nonviolent direct action with a rally that blocked traffic in downtown Albany May 14th. An overhaul of the nation's voting rights laws, programs to benefit Americans living in poverty, immediate attention to ecological devastation, and measures to curb militarism are among the issues being discussed in the campaign. There were related marches and protests around the country in conjunction with the Poor People's Campaign. The New York group also has trainings Sundays in Albany and Delhi in Delaware County. Madison Isler reports in the Albany Times-Union that the price of a gallon of milk is the lowest since 2004, and that is not good for dairy farmers. Over that time, New York lost more than 1,200 licensed dairy farms, or 19% fewer farms, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Things have gotten so bad on dairy farms that this winter, AgriMark, a dairy co-op, sent a list of suicide hotlines and mental health programs to its members with the news that milk prices are expected to go lower. And now the New York Farm Bureau will hold 3 stress management seminars for farmers this spring with NY FarmNet, an Ithaca-based organization that provides support services for the agriculture industry. FarmNet Outreach Director Hal McCabe says, quote, the cases that are coming in from dairy farms are dire and the depression and stress is readily apparent in the calls, end quote. Andrew Novakovich, who teaches agricultural economics at Cornell University, explains, we're much more exposed to the ups and downs of global markets than was the case for most of the 20th century. We have more milk than we know what to do with, and demand is not as robust, end quote. New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand wants to introduce a price floor minimum in the new farm bill. Quote, historically, low milk prices are creating a crisis for our farmers and dairy communities, and Congress needs to fix this problem now, she said in a statement. You can read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.